a heritage. So let's talk about it. Thanksgiving heritage. And we gave, how many remember the message on the pilgrims? Were y'all with me on that message on the pilgrims? Well, I got another message on some pilgrims today, but different fella. Let's look at it. A faithful pilgrim. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. Hope that my kids, my older kids and my younger kids, will be able to say Dad was a faithful pilgrim. Dad was faithful. Amen. He's crazy, but he was faithful. That's the plan here. We're going to look at the man Abraham this morning as we study our Bible together. Everything will be on this big screen. If this is your first time with us, you'll see it up here. You can certainly have your Bible out and follow along if you'd like, but we got it right here. You can get these notes online. Do exactly what Ray's doing back there helping me today. Let's read the scripture. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from your kindred, your kinfolk, from your father's house, unto a land that I'm going to show you. And Abram, I'm going to make of you a great nation. Say great nation. Great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And you shall be a what? A blessing. Okay? And I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the what? Earth. Everybody's going to be blessed because of what I'm going to do through you and through your family and what's going to happen through your lineage. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was how old? 75 years old. You know how old Mama Jordan was last Sunday when she was with us? Guess how old that woman was? 75. Okay? You got to know you still got life. You got to know you matter and you can still do stuff for God. Amen? Say, you can still do things for him. Don't believe somebody's lie about that. He was 75 years old when he departed. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, Lot, his brother's sons, all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. He's very, very wealthy. And they went forth to into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. They went somewhere. They didn't have any idea where they were going. Amen. So let's look at the message this morning. We're going to roll a little bit. Say that with me. Abraham believed God. You don't have to know a lot about the Bible to know that Abraham believed God. You'll see it in different places. Abraham believed God. Wouldn't it be great if that could be said of you and me? We believe God. Amen? Instead of bragging about this or whatever, can people say, boy, they believe God. Amen? They believe God. That's what Abraham did. He believed God. A verse you ought to memorize, you ought to mark it, you ought to write it down. It's a great verse. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, say it with me, Abraham believed God. Keep reading. And it was imputed unto him for what? Righteousness. And he was called the what? Isn't that a great verse? Wouldn't you like your name to be there? Say, your name to be there, that Gary believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Because I believe God, God made me righteous because I put my faith in his son Jesus. And Gary was called a friend of God. Boy, wouldn't that be nice, huh? Well, that's what I want. What do you want? What do you want this Thanksgiving, this Christmas? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good something to put on your list, huh? Amen. Come on, he was a faithful pilgrim. Let's look at it. We want to get some help today. He was faithful. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not something you can see. Okay, if you got to see it, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Sorry. People want to tell me they've seen Jesus. I don't know how you got to do that, and we didn't. When Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen, yet still what? Believe, baby. Come on, quit wishing for something. Quit wishing for an end round or an end run on how to get to heaven and put your faith in Christ. Come on. Listen, well, if I'd only get struck by lightning, well, good. We'll pray for that to happen to you. Amen. Come on. Listen. Come on. How about believe? Say believe. How about believe? You know what blesses me? When I tell somebody something and they believe me. You know? I wouldn't want to live with somebody. I wouldn't want to have friendship long with somebody when I said something to them, they didn't believe what I was telling them. You hearing me? Oh, no. That didn't happen. No. It wouldn't be long I'd say, you need to get your stuff, get on out. There's something about somebody believing in you. Amen. Wonder where we get that from, God. Somehow we're going to get to heaven somehow. We're going to work our way, whatever, and we're going to not believe him. Are you kidding me? We're not like that, are we? Say, believe God. Abraham believed God. Here's a verse for you. It's strong. Without faith, say it with me, it's what? It's impossible to what? Now that him is God. It's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that what? And that he's a what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You don't believe there's a God, do you? Absolutely. He's my Father. He gave his Son for me. His Spirit is inside of me. Amen. Y'all listening? Okay? You're not going to please God by not believing him. It's impossible. Yeah, but I'm a good person. Yet I gave to the church. I did this. I ain't killed nobody. Like, if you ain't killed nobody, that's the ticket now to heaven. Amen. Say, I ain't killed nobody. Well, Jesus was killed so you could live. Do you believe that? Believe God. Amen. We're talking about a pilgrim today. Keep going. Abraham. I want us to see it again. Listen, Abraham, he did not have a complete Bible like you and I do, but he believed God. You've got the Word of the living God. Read it. Amen? Say, read it. How many like to read? You get on your computer and you read the news sometimes. Can I see your hand? Come on, don't lie, you're in church. How many like to read your newspaper? Amen? You like to read newspaper? How many read some stocks things and stuff? Like, can I see your hands? Come on. Read the Bible. It's from God. All this other mess is from who knows where. Amen? And you can't trust it half the time, can you say? Come on. Read the Bible. Abraham didn't have a complete Bible. Abraham didn't have a complete picture of God's plan. He said, now I want you to go. You've never been. Where are you going? But I want you to know something. I'm going to bless you. And everybody on the whole earth that he didn't even know there was probably much out there on the earth. He'd been where he was. But everybody's going to be blessed in the whole world. Now we have that complete picture. We understand how through Abraham came our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how because of Jesus, everybody who puts their faith in him is going to have everlasting life. Is that called the whole earth has been blessed because of Abraham? What God did in Abraham? Say, yes or no. Get it or not? He didn't have that plan. He didn't know. Even though he didn't have that, he still had a strong what? Strong faith. That's what we're talking about here this morning. We're talking about a pilgrim, this faithful pilgrim. Now, in spite of testing, well, Abraham must have had a perfect life. Yeah, I'd like to see you live in the desert and take everything you got in camels and go through the hot and do stuff like that. Man, we have a hard time getting in the car going to Walmart. You hear me? Come on. This guy had everything. He was happy. He was successful. He was tickled where he was. And he had to take everything and move into the desert, a place he didn't even know where he was going, you know? Come on. He had testing. He had failures. At times, Abraham had failures in his life. Have you ever had failures? Let me see your hand. Have you had a few failures in your life? Yeah. Well, see, Abraham had some failures. Abraham was scared to death one time. He was going down to Egypt, and he thought for sure they're going to kill him. And so they're going to take his wife and, you know, all this kind of, they're going to kill him. So it says, instead of saying, you my wife, tell them you my sister. Because if you say you my wife, they're going to kill me. But if you say my sister, they're going to let me live. So he lied. How many ever lied in the room? Can I see somebody ever lied in the building? Oh, now about half of you. You lied. Grief. Come on. Let's look at his scripture again. I've got it there for a reason. I want you to get it down. Even though he didn't have the Bible completed, even though he didn't have the complete plan, even though he had testing, even though he'd failed. Listen, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, say it with me, Abraham what? And it was counted unto him for what? And God called him the what? Guys, I love doing the right thing. I love you doing the right thing and making good decisions and all that. But at the end of the day, just because you do this or you do that, that's not going to get you to heaven. Do you believe God? Do you believe for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever what? Believeth
in him, in Jesus, should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Did you hear that word believe? Say, it never said, tell me all you can do and all your talents and abilities and how great you are and you can go to heaven. Never says that. Y'all hearing me or not? Didn't work for Abraham, but no, the father of the faithful, you're going to get another way up. You're not getting another way up. This is the plan. It's called faith. Got it? Yes or no? Doesn't matter what another church teaches. They're not teaching the Bible, but they're teaching something different. Are y'all okay with that? Say, faith. Aren't you glad that the ground's level at the cross? Aren't you glad that you can be any color, come from anywhere, and that the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ is good for you too? Aren't you glad? Doesn't matter how much money you got. Aren't you glad that's the kind of Savior we got? Say, he loves us all. We all come to him by what? We all come to him by what? Faith. Cool on that, say. If you're not, you need to get with it. Okay, that's the plan here. All right, come on. Now, let's look at this guy. This is some pilgrim rules, okay? He was a faithful pilgrim. I want to be a faithful pilgrim. So how can I be a faithful pilgrim? Let's look at his life. Let's look at a couple of things. Pilgrim rule number one. Talking about Abraham, how can he help us today? Pilgrim rule number one. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance. Say that next word with me. Obey. Now, what? Keep reading with me. And he went, last part, say it with me, not knowing where he was going. Who wants to do that? Say. Listen. He obeyed not knowing where he was going. Who does that? Do you like to do that? Say, honey, we're going somewhere. Where are we going? Don't know. We'll know when we get there. What? We're moving. Whole family, moving. We're moving. Moving where? Don't know. We're going that way. What are you doing? You're rich. You got everything you wanted. Are you a lunatic? He obeyed not knowing what? How can we learn from that? Here's pilgrim rule number one. Follow God even when you don't know where you're going. How many have been run over by a bus in your life through hard times or something's happened to you and you honestly, you didn't know what you were going to do? Can I see your hand? I didn't know what I was going to do. That's what I mean by that. You follow God even when you don't know where you're going. You follow him, even though you don't know how it's going to all pan out. Don't quit believing him just because maybe somebody else stopped believing in you. You hear me? Don't quit because somebody quit on you. You hear me? Yes or no? You keep following him, even though I do not know how this is all going to pan out. And buddy, and a lot of times we don't want that to happen to us, do we say? How many like to know where we're going and what's going on in our life? And I like to keep my ducks in a row, and the ducks are in the row, and there's the row where the ducks are, right there. Well, you live on planet Earth. You're a sinner, and people around you are sinners. And that's all you can find on this earth, amen? And so crap happens. That's the second time I said that today. That's really bad. There's people that come to church that have a crap counter. Hey. Oh, that's three, somebody said. There you go. There you go. Here's the point. When you've been run over sometimes and a lot of mess has happened in your life, you say that every once in a while now. Amen? Come on. That's rule number one. Do y'all understand that first rule? Keep looking. Here we go. Rule number two. Talking about Abraham. Abraham, you were faithful. Abraham, you believed God. You believed God. You were called, and he counted that righteousness for you. And even though you screwed up, man, he called you his friend. So I want to learn from Abraham. That's what I want to do. I want to learn from Abraham, and that's what we're doing this morning. So here's rule number two. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. In a what? Strange country. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. The heirs with him of the same promise,
Say this last verse because I love it. Say it with me. For he looked for a city which hath foundation. Say that last part. Whose builder and maker is God. So, pilgrim rule number two. Here it comes. Here it is. So number one, keep following even though you don't know where you're going. Follow God even though you don't know how it's going to turn out. Amen? A lot of people, when something bad happens to them, they turn on God. Is that true? Yes or no? And they believe the devil's lie that God's picking on you or God's a bad God. Don't ever do that if you're a true pilgrim. Give God every benefit of the doubt. Okay? If there's blame, put it where blame goes. It don't go to God. Amen? Say. That's number one. Number two, keep a forward look even though you don't know how it's going to happen. Sounds like number one, but it's a little different. Number one, follow even though you don't know where you're going. I get that one. Number two, keep a what? Say that with me, a what? Say it louder. A forward. One more time. A forward. A forward. Keep a forward look. Pilgrims don't become pilgrims by getting back on the Mayflower. You understand? Pilgrims didn't become pilgrims on this in America because they got halfway across the Atlantic and said, okay, we're going back. Our country, those jokers didn't know where they were going. That was our message 2 weeks ago. They knew where they knew they were coming something. They tried to set their course. They wanted to come to Virginia. They landed up at Cape Cod. The point is that, listen, keep moving forward. Keep looking what? We're getting some pilgrim rules today. Keep looking forward, okay? And there's people around me and around you, honestly, that want us to look back. There's a whole culture of people in the church that want to just keep, you know, I can't believe that happened to you. Happened to me too. When? Oh, about 39 years ago. And they ain't never got over it, and they still living just miserable, horrible lives. They're miserable. I don't want to be miserable, do you? I mean, I know when mess happens, you've got to fight your way out, and you've got to punch, and you've got to deal with it, and it's hard. But I want to go forward, don't you say? Come on, church, help people to go forward in their life. Let's you and me not be the one that's going to hold them back. Amen? Say, I don't mind relating with somebody. I do it all the time. Talking with them about their pain, I'll bring up mine, but I don't bring it up so we can have a pity party. I bring it up so I can show you how to get out of that hole and move forward with your life. Keep that forward look. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them what? Far off. They were persuaded of them, and they embraced them. Are you persuaded of the promises of God? You want a forward look? Be persuaded that God's word is true. Be persuaded that He loves you. Be persuaded that He is not a bad God. Embrace that thought. Y'all hearing? Confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen? Keep looking. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, what? This is an interesting verse. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. Guys, if we keep being mindful of the past, and we keep being mindful of it, there's a good chance we're never going to get to our future. And I'm sort of an odd duck in this equation up here because I do use my past to try to help you. I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. I'm a teacher. I think the past teaches valuable lessons. I want people when they come here to know that Gary Clark has had a pretty rough life like you got too. So I talk about it. You understand? But you have to know this about me. I don't set it home and dwell on it. Did you hear me say? I don't ruminate on it and stir it and make myself sick over the pain in my life. Did you hear me? We can use pain to help people. We can use our past to help other people. But don't dwell on it. You hearing me? Keep that forward what? Look. Because if you keep dwelling on it, there's a good chance, like that verse says, if they'd have thought about the country they came from too much, they'd have probably turned around and went back. That's what that verse is teaching. Do you hear that? So they couldn't think about it too much. The children of Israel did that, didn't they? When they were in the desert, they were thinking about how they longed for the past so much that even slavery became desirable for them. Remember? Oh, that we could go back to Egypt and be slaves again and be beat with the whip. They didn't say that. They were just thinking about they had something to eat. If you're not careful, if you think too much about the past, you'll never get to your future, and your past will look better than what you have out in front of you, which is a devil's lie. Amen? Come on. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He's prepared for them a what? A city. So they thought about what's in front of them, not what's behind them. Think that way. So that's pilgrim rule number two. Abraham lived in tents, T-E-N-T-S. But he also lived in, say that with me, future. Where do you live? Do you live in the now? Do you live in the now and the forward, what's in front of you? Or do you live in the past? Where are your stakes driven down? God wants you to keep moving. Amen? Say. That's God's plan if you're a faithful pilgrim. Say that with me pretty loud. Get past your pilgrim rule. Get past your path. Yeah, they did this and they did that. And guys, I understand that. I know what it is to have trust issues. And that's understandable. And we can talk about that sometime. Call me and come see me. But your life should never be a life. God needs His church and His children to be forward-looking people and forward-living people and forward-thinking people. Amen? Come on. So we need to be. Pilgrim rule number three. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, God told him to offer up his son as a sacrifice. Take a knife, slay your son, offer him to me. What? By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, say tried. How many would say, I've had trials, Pastor? Let me see your hand. I've had trials. When he was tried, he offered up Isaac. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Keep looking. Accounting that God was able to do what? Raise him up, even from the what? From whence also he received him in a figure. Guys, God's not going to tell you to slay your son, okay? It's not going to happen. If that somebody ever says that to you, that was the devil. Got that? Yes or no? This was God. That was Abraham. Okay? You're not God. Got it? All right? God told him to do this because God knew what God was doing. You don't know what you're doing. Got that? Say yes or no. God knows what he's doing. Okay? And here's the cool thing. Abraham believed that God knew what he was doing. Isn't that cool thing? Abraham believed God knew what he was doing. You mean you're going to take your son and slay your son? Well, not necessarily. I'm just going to do what he said to do, and God knows what he's doing. And he even had to double down himself and say, and even if it does happen, God's going to raise him up from the dead. I know that. I know he did not bring this boy into this world who he's going to give me a seed and a blessing and to have a heritage. And he's going to have people of the earth be blessed because of me having children who ain't never had no children. Now I got one. Go tell me, go kill him. Dumbest thing on the planet. So he said, you know what? Sounds a little kooky. I just believe I'm going to believe God. How about that? I'm going to follow God. And that's what Abraham did. Did it work out for Abraham? Yes or no? Sure it did. He didn't have to kill it. He didn't have to take his son's life. Number three, third pilgrim rule. Believe God is faithful and well able, regardless of the what? Or the what? That's the third rule of us as pilgrims. We need to believe God is well able, regardless of the mess in our life. Regardless of what has happened. Regardless of how hard it is right now. God is faithful. God is able. Amen?
People marvel at things, this in my life. And it's like, for example, my mother was murdered brutally 22 years ago this week. There's going to be an article, by the way, in the paper coming out this week. Usually it's me. Somebody will come talk to me, and they'll get in the paper every once in a while throughout the years. It's happened many times. Because it's a story of tragedy, but it's turned to triumph. We need stories like that. Amen? And that's what God did in my life. I don't mourn for my mother. I'm not sad because of Mom. Mom's alive. Mom's in Hebrews chapter 11. She's part of the great cloud of witnesses. Mom's enjoying a great sermon right now. Aren't you, Mom? That's what the Bible says. They see us. They are cheering us on. They're saying, we did it. You can do it. That's what God's Word says. So why would I mourn over my mom? Mom's living forevermore. Y'all hear me or not? But that's the way God can do things, guys. Amen. And people say, how can you talk about that? I couldn't even talk about that if that happened to my mother. Well, it's a supernatural thing that God's done for me. He's been able to turn this tragedy into a blessing in my life. When I am weak, I'm strong. When hard other times in my life have come, guess who I've heard speak to me? I'm not talking about audibly, but to hear my mother's wisdom to tell me, boy, you better keep going. And to know, I tell people I live for two people now. I live for two people now. I live for two people now. I live for me and my mother. She made an impact while she was here. I want to make an impact as well, and I want to double up on that because I know, man, I know she's cheering me on. Amen? Do I sound like a kooky person? It's okay. You're kooky. Here we go. Back that up. One more time, Ray. Back it up. So believe God is faithful and well able regardless of the what or the struggle. And now I've lived long enough. Oh, by the way, the article's coming out this week in the paper. And guess who the editor interviewed? My daughter, who now works for a center for abuse and rape emergencies, people who are beat and hurt and whatever happens to these horrible situations. My daughter's able to work with them, and she thanks the Lord that she's able to do what she does because her grandmother was violently abused. And now here's my daughter able to be in a position to be able to help other people. And the paper thought, that's a great story because of a forward look. Y'all hearing me or not? Okay. So believe that. Rule number three. God fulfills His promise either what? Or what? Do you believe God like that? We don't have a place to live. If you find yourself without a place to live, what do? Well, you get out there and you try to get your place to live. Do everything you can. Maybe you lost your home. We used to own our home. We don't own our home now. We rent. You might say that. Well, you got a place to live now. Amen. Yeah, but I used to own this, and I used to have, there you go, living in the past. Why don't you believe God and just keep working hard and believe that God is going to bless you. Amen? And if He blesses you with this roof that belongs to somebody else or this roof that has your name on the title, whatever, who gives a rip? Say, like you taking it with you. You're not. And just like that, one thing I've been faced with recently is some health problems, and I am getting better. But I've had to be faced with a hard reality that, you know, I could have cancer. I could be dead soon. You know, thinking like that. How many of you ever thought like that a little bit when you've had some health issues? I think it's normal. Thank God they did the recent test. I don't have cancer. That's a great thing. That's a great thing to find out. Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But either way, I had to make decisions. Either way, I'm going to serve you. Either way, heaven's my home. Either way, I don't like having those tests and struggles. But either way, I'm going to believe God either way. And if you find me not believing God either way, would you try to help me? Because I'm weak just like you are. And if you see me weak or not believing God, or you see me get depressed over things that's going to come in my life in the future, would you do what we want to do for other people? Get around them and try to encourage them to faith, but don't be kooky. Hello, say. Because this is real stuff we go through, right? Say. But help me if I get to the place where that my faith lacks and I don't believe. Is that okay? Can we make that agreement? And I'm going to try to help you. I'm trying to help you today. I'm not trying to jump on you. I'm trying to help you. So believe God's promise. Is this going to happen immediately?
or ultimately, either way I win. Say that with me. Either way I win. Pilgrim rule number four. We're done. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. I guess it's all working out, ain't it? He had the boy, and look, there's some other boys and family coming. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both of the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the top of a staff. That's called a pilgrim staff, by the way, or shepherd staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and he gave commandments concerning his what? These are pilgrim rules today. Joseph was a pilgrim. He said, boys, I got something to say about my bones. Even when I'm dead, keep my bones moving. Even when I'm dead, you grab them bones and you keep them moving. Pilgrims move, baby. So that's what he said. He made a commandment concerning his bones. What's number four? We're going to finish this one up. What's four? Realize true faith is able to wait for the fulfillment of what? Wait for the fulfillment. Looking at some pilgrim rules, true faith is able to wait. Say that with me. True faith is able to. Let's do a test. How many you jumped the gun and you didn't wait and you look back on it now and you know, boy, that was a disaster. Can I see your hand? There we go. Boy, we do that, don't we? True faith is able to what? Wait for God's promises and what's best. This is pilgrim rules. So we'll with a quick finish. Abraham blessed Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob. Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. Jacob died leaning on a pilgrim staff. Joseph, I couldn't see the last one. One more time. Joseph blessed the children of Israel. Keep looking. Faithful pilgrim. We're almost there. Still a couple of more things. Back to what Joseph said. Joseph said, I'm a pilgrim. Now, we started out with Abraham, but we're seeing the progression move forward in this message. He said, I'm a pilgrim. Get my bones out of where? Keep my bones moving. Don't you let these bones stay over there. Okay? I'm a pilgrim. Get my bones out of Egypt. He says, bury me in the land of what? Bury me in the land of promise. Amen? What happened? Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. God will surely visit you. He's going to bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore unto who? And to Isaac and to Jacob. It's going to happen. You can believe God, Joseph was saying. So this is running down through the family now from Abraham all the way. It's coming down the line. And by the way, we're children of faith, guys. It's in our veins now. Amen. Come on. It's part of who we are. It's in our DNA, baby. Come on. Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel saying, God will surely visit you and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died being 110 years old and they embalmed him and he was put in a coffin where? In Egypt. So did it happen? Did Joseph's bones stay in that coffin in Egypt? Joshua 24. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of where? Can you imagine getting your suitcases, getting you this? Somebody get the coffin. Bring granddaddy. That's crazy, ain't it? I mean, some of us have kooky stuff we keep moving with us from place to place. How many have some of that mess? You got, well, that's just some junk. Yeah, but granddaddy, that's a little over the top. So the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem. They did it in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or accounted to him for righteousness, and Abraham was called the what? And by the way, we could talk all day about Abraham's kids. Were they sort of screwy? Yeah. Did they make mistakes? Sure. But God never said you're going to come to me because you don't make mistakes. God never said you're going to come to me because you're not screwy. That'd rule a lot of us out. He said the only thing I trade in, the only currency God trades in is faith. If you want to get to God, you get to God by what? Faith, faith,
Abraham believed God by what? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Ray. You did a great job. God bless you, buddy. Amen.